This is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. This is Bhajan Kutir. This Bhajan Kutir is on top of Govardhan Hill, which is known as Chatak Parvat. And we'll read, because this time is short, but we'll read tonight from Chaitanya Charitamrita about the pastimes. Lord Chaitanya here, very interesting pastime. But behind you in this, there's a murti here of Vyasadeva and Madhvacharya, I think so. What was it? Yeah, it says Madhvacharya here, Vyasadeva, Madhvacharya. And so I'll tell the story of this place, but first I wanted to add a little bit about the names. I forgot one note. Like we said that this place is called Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri or Purushottam Dham. It's called Sri Kshetra, the place of Sri or Radharani, because that's where Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because Gauranga was in the mood of Radharani. So this is a place where Radharani showed her intense Madanaki Mahabhav. The ecstasies of Mahaprabhu displayed here in Puri were never written about or even described in any scriptures anywhere in the world. I mean, once he exhibited a form called Kurma Chaitanya, or in the ecstasy of Madanaki Mahabhav, he actually became like a pumpkin. His arms went inside his body, and his legs came inside his body, and his head went down. Something like Jagannath in one sense. And Mahabhav is a very extraordinary feature. So this shows that Krishna cannot hold the love of Radharani, because Krishna, Mahabhu is Krishna, or Chaitanya is none other than Krishna, but he's in Radhabhav, he's in the mood of Radharani. Whereas Radharani, when she's in Krishna Lila, in Braj Lila, she's experiencing all these feelings of Mahabhav, but she's able to keep it together. But when Krishna takes the bhav of Radharani and he experiences her Mahabhav, his joints extend 8 inches and those unbelievable transformations or vikar, preem vikar of his body, which is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, this is called Sri Kshetra, or Viparlamba Kshetra, or place, a place where intense pangs of separation are felt. Both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath are forms, you can say contorted forms, or sometimes they would show contorted forms. Lord Jagannath is always somewhat unusual. They are forms expressing intense pains of love and separation, Viparlamba Bhav. Lord Jagannath, as Krishna Shyamasundara, is feeling intense separation from Radharani, and Lord Chaitanya, in Radhabhav, the mood of love of Radha, is feeling intense pangs of separation from Krishna, Lord Jagannath. Therefore, Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stay together in Jagannath Puri Dham, Viparlamba Dham. Gaura is crying for Krishna, and Jagannath is crying for Radha. So Gaura, or Chaitanya, in Radhabhav, is crying for Krishna. Radha is crying for Krishna. And Jagannath is crying for Radharani. So Radha and Krishna are crying for each other. Chaitanya is crying for Jagannath, Jagannath is crying for Chaitanya. So, crying forms are here in Jagannath Kshetra. Therefore, this pilgrimage place or Kshetra is known as Viparlamba Kshetra. The Krandan Kshetra. We say Krandan? This is Krandan Kshetra. This is a place where we should learn to cry for Krishna. We can pray to Lord Chaitanya, because this is actually the art of Krishna consciousness. Become so humble, become so distraught, and feel so desperate and destitute that one feels helpless on his own and rather hopeless to make any progress. So that state of utter devastation, then one can have an opportunity possibly to cry out to the Lord, for his help or his guidance or his mercy. So as, of course, we can never imitate the mood of Chaitanya or Jagannath, but Chaitanya turned into a pumpkin or a turtle form, Korma Chaitanya, in front of the lion gate, and his arms went. So Jagannath is also Krishna in separation, and we'll learn about that also. We'll hear that story, how he took that form. So this is why it's called Sri Kshetra or Viparlamba Kshetra. Two lovers, burning in separation, meet together in Purushottam Kshetra. Here in Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, Two lords are crying in the ecstatic mood of Mahabhav. Such is Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela. This is the same Leela, but the mood is different. Braj Leela is on the side of Sambhog, or meeting and enjoying, whereas Gaur Leela is on the Viparlamba side. It's like the flow of a river, which endlessly flows on with the constant enactment of Prem Leelas. Yet, as a river has two banks, Krishna Leela manifests two features, or banks. Viparlamba Leela is the one bank, or one side of the river. This Braj Leela is the embankment of union. And Gaur Leela, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Jagannath Puri, is the embankment of separation. So this is a book written by Gaur Govinda Swami called Embankment of Separation. Embankment means tata, means the shore of the river, the bank or embankment. Jagannath Puri is also known as Sri Kshetra because it's here that this dham is glorified by the presence of Krishna's Sri Shakti. Sri Devi is Krishna's internal potency or Srup Shakti. Sri means Srimati Radharani. That's why we feel happy over here to some extent. We don't mind coming to Jagannath Puri. We prefer coming to Jagannath Puri more than going to Mayapur. This Radharani is the source of all Krishna's Shaktis, Sarva Shakti Mayi. The gopis and Dwarka queens, Rukmini and Satyabhama, are all expansions of Radharani. The Lakshmis of Vaikuntha and Mahishi queens and the Dwarka of Dwarka, they are Aishwarya Mayi. They're in the mood of opulence, wealth, grandeur, royalty. The gopis of Braj are also expansions of Radharani, but they are Madhurya Mayi, full of sweetness. Devotees of Madhura Ras see that this place, Jagannath Puri or Sri Kshetra, is a place or Kshetra in which Radhika's Madhurya Ras is manifest. That is why Jagannath Puri is known as Sri Kshetra. Why Mahaprabhu stayed here? Because he is in Radha Bhav. As soon as he sees Lord Jagannath, he would see Shamasundar. He wouldn't see some Jagannath, as that Pujari was saying, oh, Jagannath, he's the Lord of Dwarka. He's Aishwarya Rup. That's because he's not a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Or maybe he's a Gaudiya, but he's Shamananda. I guess he's Shamananda Sampradaya. They take care of. But somehow he doesn't have the viewpoint that we have from Gauranga, the internal consideration, the rustic consideration, understanding Jagannath as Prajendra Nandan Shamasundar. This is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is seeing Jagannath as Brajendra Nandan Shamasundar. As soon as he would see Shamasundar, he would say, oh, beloved of my heart, O Prananath, O Shamasundar, Brajendra Nandan. That Kshetra, which is glorified by the influence of Sri Madhurya Ras, is known as Sri Kshetra. So this is where we are right now. So as far as this place, as I told you, this is the Gaudiya Math, and this Bhajan Kutir was established by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The temple was established by his followers. That's why it's called Gaudiya Mission. It says Gaudiya Mission on the top of the sign. Gaudiya Mission is another, one of the many hundreds of Gaudiya Maths, but it's not the original mission of Bhaktisiddhanta. But he purchased this land, and he built this kutir here, and he did his bhajan. In the room behind here is his bhajan kutir. It used to be open, but Gary is locked now. But he came here in Kartik in October of 1936. As you may know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he left this world in the last day of December, 1936. Sometimes they say January 1st, 1937. So the last Kartik he spent on this earth planet, he spent here at Govardhan. This is Govardhan. And he spent many Kartiks at Radhakund and his father's house, Bhaktivinoda Kutir at Radhakund is there. Swananda Sukhada Kunj, it's called. And so he came here in that year. And he celebrated Govardhan Puja here by worshipping Chatak Parvat within the compound of the Purushottam Math. So, that's all I can say here. It's just one interesting note also is that in the same year, 1936, our Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Swami, he remarks that he received a letter. He said, just before my Guru Maharaj left this planet, he sent me a letter, and in that letter, he wrote me, he said, I think he said there will be fire in the Math. No, that was in Radhakund. That was when he's walking in Radhakund. I think in that letter he was just reminding me that you should preach in the English language. You should preach in the English language, and if you ever get money, you should print books. So he wrote a letter like this. He had told him the similar instruction because he first met his guru in 1922, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and Prabhupada took initiation in 1933, after 11 years. And this was 3 years later, 1936, he received this letter. It was one of the last letters Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wrote. And he was absorbed, he spent his kartik here at Govardhan Hill, and Vipralamba Kshetra, Shri Kshetra, in great separation from Radharani and Krishna and Giriraj. And then shortly after this, he returned to Calcutta after kartik for preaching. He did his kartik brata, then he went for preaching. So then he went to Calcutta and then he left his body in Calcutta. And they took his body by train and put his body in Mayapur, samadhis in Mayapur. Param Guru Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki
Jai!